Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has been at the center of the healthcare debate for months. He filed a lawsuit to stop reform immediately after the federal legislation passed in March. Yesterday, a judge in Richmond ruled that the challenge could move forward in the courts. Now he's stepping into the immigration debate. Yesterday, Cuccinelli released a legal opinion saying local law enforcement can inquire about immigration status when stopping people for other offenses. FSRN's Jacob Fenston has more.
According to Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, police and other local law enforcement in his state have the same authority as officers in Arizona. They can inquire about immigration status of anyone they stop or arrest. Unlike Arizona's new law, in Virginia, police aren't required to ask. Cuccinelli's opinion came in response to a question from Virginia Delegate Bob Marshall, a conservative ally.
What can localities do? What can the state police, what can the police who run, you know, some of the parks do right now without a new law?
Marshall says an immigration bill like Arizona's SB 1070 wouldn't have enough votes to pass the Virginia Senate. So he's looking for ways to toughen enforcement without passing new laws. Marshall wants to crack down on illegal immigrants who he blames for crime and mayhem in his district. He cites the recent case of 23-year-old Carlos Montaño.
An illegal immigrant who had previously been hauled before the court twice for driving without a license, for being drunk. This past weekend, he's drunk again. He crosses the median, kills one nun, seriously injures two others.
But immigrant advocates say incidents like these, while tragic, are irrelevant to immigration enforcement policy. Nuri Marquez is executive director of the Hispanic Committee of Virginia.
Is that the first time that someone kills someone in an automobile accident? No, unfortunately, we have too many of these incidents every single week or day or month. That the person is undocumented or documented is really not relevant.
Marquez says that enforcement of immigration law by local officials forces people underground.
There could be someone out there right now who might be a witness to a crime. Do we want that person to participate in the process that would help us to get to the culprits and the criminal behind the crime? I think we would want that person to participate and not create fear. It's not a helpful environment.
Delegate Bob Marshall is also allied with the Attorney General in Virginia's fight against health care reform. Marshall got a bill passed in the legislature declaring the state's citizens can't be forced to buy health care.
Well, I actually read the Constitution, unlike many members of Congress and apparently the president.
Marshall's bill gives the state one more leg to stand on in its lawsuit against Obama's health care law. Yesterday, a federal judge in Richmond rejected the administration's motion to dismiss the suit as frivolous.
They lost round one. This is not going to end here. This is going to be appealed every step of the way, no matter who wins or loses.
Both sides are downplaying the importance of the ruling. Ian Millhiser is a policy analyst with the Center for American Progress. He says yesterday's decision is a minor setback for the health care law.
I have every confidence that on appeal, this law is going to be upheld because the precedents are just so very, very clear.
The judge, Henry Hudson, is a Bush appointee. Millhiser says some parts of his decision were flat out wrong.
He said that the provision of the health care bill that requires everyone to carry health insurance is unprecedented, that there's never been a law requiring people to engage in commerce if they didn't want to, and that's simply false.
He cites the Civil Rights Act as an example.
That law involved people who did not want to engage in commerce with black people, and that law is constitutional.
The suit will proceed to a full hearing October 18th. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.